Sok the Helige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Kelayim, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hoisa Sedeyu, Zeruya, Bitzalim. A person's field was planted with onions. He has an onion field. Omevakash Lita Besaicha, he decides he wants to plant over here. Shurais Shel Deluyim, rows of squash. So we're going to have three shitas over here. What he has to do. Remember, Deluyim are more complicated than other vegetables because they have these leaves that spread out. So how can I plant rows of diluyim in an onion field? Here's the first of three shittas. Rabbi Yishmael says, Oikar Shteshuas, I need you to uproot, I need to rip out two rows of onions. Each row of onion is 4 amos wide, so I'm ripping out an area now, and I have 8 amos clear. In that 8 amos, v'noiteya shura achas, I'll let you plant one row of diluyim. One row of diluyim is 4 amos. I'm going to plant it in the middle of the 8 amos. That's going to leave me 2 empty amos on each side of my diluyim. And keep going like this. Meniach kamas bitzalim b'mekayim shtei shuras. You can leave 2 rows of onions that are already there. Leave the standing onions in place for 2 more rows. So the next 8 amos have onions. And now, rip out the next 2 rows of onions. Again, leaving me a space that's 8 amos wide. And in these 8 amos, v'noteya shura achas, plant 1 row of diluyim, which is 4 amos wide, put it in the middle. You can keep going this way. Okay, so let's try to picture this. Let's say I'm looking down at the field and I'm going from left to right. I see 2 rows of onions that are wide 8 amos. After that, I see an empty area. Oh, he ripped out the next 2 rows of onions. There's an empty area of 8 amos. He plants in the middle the diluyim. That takes up 4 amos. So I have 2 amos empty between the onions and the diluyim on the left side of the diluyim, and another 2 amos empty between the diluyim and the onions on the right side of the diluyim. And the squash itself, the diluyim itself, is 4 amos wide because I have only 1 row over here. And you can keep doing this. You have to take out 2 rows of onions and replace them with 1 row of diluyim in the middle. Now, let me ask you something. Between 1 row of diluyim and the other row of diluyim, how many amos are there? And the answer is 12. Why 12? Because I have a row of diluyim, 2 empty amos. Then, continuing in the width, I have 2 rows of onions. Those are another 8 amos. That's a total of 10. Then another 2 empty amos before the next row of diluyim starts. Total 12. So between 1 row of diluyim and the other row of diluyim, there are 12 amos. It's important to understand that Rabbi Yishmael has 2 chumras over here. One is, I have to have 2 empty amos between the diluyim and the onions. Normally, if you want to plant a row of different vegetables in a vegetable field, I just need an area of 6 by 6 tvachim, and not even along the whole length, just at one point. Then it could narrow off. But here, because we're dealing with diluyim, I must have 2 empty amos between my onions and diluyim. And we're going to see later, even though automatically you're now going to have 12 amos, but there's a totally different reason that you need 12 amos from one row of diluyim to the other row of diluyim. Now the second sheet, Rabbi Akiva sheet. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need 2 empty amos between the onions and the squash. You need a telem of 6 by 6 tvachim. It doesn't have to be along the whole gap, just at one point. Then it can narrow off and come together, like we learned earlier. Rabbi Akiva says, look, you want to plant diluyim in an onion field? Let me tell you how to do it. Oikar shtei shuras, take out 2 rows of onions. Now you have 8 amos. Know what you can put into those 8 amos? V'noteya shtei shuras, plant 2 rows of diluyim over there. So you're filling up the entire 8 amos, not mamish the entire 8 amos. You do have to leave that 6 by 6 tvachim at one point, but you don't need a 2 amah space in between. Afterwards, meniach kamas bitzalim, leave the standing onions b'mekayim shtei shuras for another 2 shuras. So if I'm looking down at this field, according to Rabbi Akiva, from left to right, I have 2 rows of onions, 2 rows of diluyim, with a tiny space of 6 by 6 tvachim, a relatively small space somewhere in the middle there. But basically, it's together. Then v'oikershtei shurois, take out the next two rows of onions, v'tayishtei shurois, and replace it with two whole rows of diluyim. You can continue doing this. So let me ask you something. So according to Rabbi Akiva, how much space do I have between one row of diluyim and the other row of diluyim? And the answer is 8 amos. You just have the two rows of onions in the middle. Each row is 4 amos. So Rabbi Akiva is arguing with Rabbi Shmuel on two counts. Number one, you don't need a 2-amma gap. You don't need that space of 2 amos between the diluyin and the betzalah, between the squash and the onions. He also holds you don't need these 12 amos between one set of diluyim and the other set of diluyim. Now we have the third sheet of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim are going to be a pshara between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim say, you need those 12 amos. Here they hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Im ein ben shur lechaver to hashtayim esrei amah. If you don't have 12 amos between one row of diluyim and its friend, the other row of diluyim, lo yikayim es hazerah shel bintayim. You can't keep the onion plants in between them. You have to have 12 amos. So with that, they argue on Rabbi Akiva and agree with Rabbi Shmuel. But on the other hand, they don't totally argue with Rabbi Akiva. They say, we agree with Rabbi Akiva. You don't need a 2-amma space in between the onions and the diluyim. So according to the Chacham, looking down at the field, let's see, going from left to right, we're going to see like this, 2 rows of onions. Then comes the diluyim, let's say 2 rows of diluyim. There are different shittas over here, but let's learn 2 rows of diluyim. Then I'm going to need 3 rows of onions before I go to the next row of diluyim. I don't need 2 amos between the diluyim and the onions. But I do need 12 amos between diluyim and diluyim, between one set of diluyim and the other. So it's not enough to have 2 rows of onions in between the diluyim. That would only be 8 amos. I need 3 rows of onions between the diluyim and the diluyim to give me my total of 12 amos. Now let me explain to you as follows. There's one machlokes here where the diluyim are different than other vegetables that would only need those 6x6 tvachim. And that again is a 6x6 tvachim box. And afterwards, it could come together. Rabbi Yishmael says, not with diluyim. Diluyim, I need 2 clean, empty amos in between. Besides that, Rabbi Yishmael holds, I need 12 amos between diluyim and diluyim for a different reason. If they're closer than that, then it doesn't become rows of diluyim. It becomes a field of diluyim. And you can't have a field of diluyim so connected to a field of betzalah. If it's just a row inside another field, it doesn't look like klayim so much. But you can't have a field in a field. And that the Chacham agree with. So again, chazring over. I have a field of onions. I want to plant diluyim. Rabbi Shmuel says, no problem. I need 2 things from you. I need to make sure there's 2 empty amos between the onions and the diluyim. And I need between one set of diluyim and the other 12 amos. I need the 2 empty amos because the leaves spread out wide. I need 12 amos because if you have diluyim closer than 12 amos, it becomes a diluyim field, and you can't have a diluyim field and an onion field. You could have rows of diluyim in an onion field. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the way to go is, I have first my 2 rows of onions, take out the next 2 rows of onions, that leaves me a space of 8. You can plant only 1 row of onions in the middle. That would take up 4 amos, leaving me 2 amos on either side. Then another 2 rows of onions, and take out the next 2 rows of onions. Once again, leaving me a space of 8. You plant 1 row of diluyim in the middle, leaving me 2 amos on each side. So I have both my 2 amos in between the onions and the diluyim, and I also have 12 amos between one row of diluyim and the other row of diluyim. I have the 2-amma gap, the 8 amos of Bitzalim, and another 2-amma gap. That's my 12 amos. Then we have the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need 12 amos between the diluyim and the diluyim, and you don't need a 2-amma gap. You just need the regular 6x6 tvachim at one point. So according to Rabbi Akiva, 2 rows of onions, 2 rows of diluyim. 2 rows of onions, 2 rows of diluyim. You only have these 2 rows of onions between the diluyim and the diluyim. It's only 8 amos. It's not a problem, says Rabbi Akiva. Then we learned the third sheet, the sheet of the Chachamim. On the one hand, the Chacham hold like Rabbi Shmuel. No, you have to have 12 amos between the diluyim and the diluyim. If they're closer together, it becomes a diluium field, and you can't have a field of onions and a diluium field. If it's just a row, you can have it. You can't have two fields. However, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva. You don't need a two-amma gap between the onions and the diluium. You just need your 6x6 tefach, telem echad, at one point, not even the whole way. So according to the Chachamim, you can have your two row of onions. I don't need a space. I just need telem echad, or 6x6 tefachim. I could have my diluium. Then I have to have three rows of onions to make sure I have 12 amos between my first set of diluyim and my next diluyim. You can keep going this way.